By my authority as a guardian of Hell's Gates, I open a door between our worlds. Now, come forward and appear before me. I command your summoning.
It worked. I can't believe it worked. So the words of that damned weren't lies. You can really escape the eyes of the angels if you do it correctly. Shove that in your ass, feather brains. So now, let me have a look at you. Look at you, all disoriented, not knowing where you are. That's cute. Now, let me do the introductions. My name is Barghest. You might know my name from legends. I might say in my youth I had some fun with you humans on Earth. But now I'm a little different from my time then. I'm a hellhound now. Yep, it means exactly what you think it means, human. Welcome to Hell. This place is where all sinners end up to get eternally tortured for all the acts you've committed on Earth. And for your first time in Hell, you have the chance to meet the chief of the Guardians of Hell's Gates. We're making sure that no foolish living human or dumb holy birds come to Hell and do whatever they want. The big boss really hates when unwanted guests decide to come to his home. No, you're not dead. You're alive as I am. Well, not really, but with time you will understand. Well, like I said, nothing alive should come to Hell. But let's just say that using my authority as the chief of guardians of Hell's Gates, I might have broken one or two taboos to bring you here. I might have created a crack in your world and did a reverse summoning. Instead of a human summoning a demon, it was the opposite. Don't you find it funny? Why did I summon you to Hell? You'll learn soon. Now follow me and don't stray away from the pace. You might end up in a terrifying situation, and if a demon takes notice of you, they might want to take you away from me. We don't have living humans wandering around, so they might take interest in you, and I can't have that. Also, those are chains of Hell, ones from a hellhound. Those are a little special. You can move normally, but the moment you try to escape, they will tie you up and bring you back to me. It's my little assurance. Not that you could ever get far away. Have you seen my body? It must be really different from the human world. A beautiful black fur, beautiful muscular body, and eyes glowing like flames of hell. On top of that, I tower over you from my 2.35 meters. I'm an apex predator, baby. This is why only a hellhound can be the chief that maintains the safety of Hell's Gates. But I must say, you're pretty calm for a human. I thought you'd be a mess, crying all over the place and shaking in fear. I'm a little disappointed. Instead, you look interested in Hell. You look like a child discovering something for the first time. You want to know what it is? This is a forest. It might be a little different from the ones on your world. The trees are made of flesh, and you can see sinners hanging from it. Of course, they're here for eternity. It's very rare that a sinner's punishment changes in Hell. It happened only one time, and we don't talk about it. It's a taboo that even I don't like talking about. It's the only thing I'm scared of. But let's change the subject. Welcome to my house. Of course I have a home. What did you think, that us demons don't have homes and we're just sleeping in caverns? We all have houses. The big boss makes sure that everyone gets a house and food. Isn't it like that on Earth? No? Well, that sucks. Maybe you all should work for the ruler of Hell. Now enter. So, Do you like the decoration? You find it cute. It's surprising to you that I have tastes like this. There's more to come. Now, let me activate this. You can call it my security system. Now, nobody can leave or enter the house, and nobody outside can hear what's going to happen. Follow me to my chamber. What are you surprised about? It's more girly than you thought it'd be. And there are a lot of plushies. What, does that bother you? No? Good. Now come onto my bed. I'll lay right there. It's so soft. And now, it's time for you to do what I brought you here for, human. Pet me. Didn't you hear what I said? Pet me. Come on, here, let me take your hand. Now caress my head and give me head pats. Yeah, just like that. It feels so good. Don't forget to scratch my ears. Yes, yes, perfect. Come on, scratch faster. You're so good at it. I knew it was a great idea to bring you here. Come on, use both of your hands and scratch both of my ears. So perfect. What is it? Yeah, the reason I summoned you here is to be pet. I heard that you humans are really good at it. And I must say, it's true. Come on, also play with my hair. Yes, keep going. No, I'm not joking. I just want you to pet me, nothing else. I never get anything soft. You humans never summon a hellhound. It's always the succubus. You're all always scared of the big bad dog coming from hell. And I'm not that scary. I just have to pretend to be. And because I'm the damn chief, I always have to look strong and powerful and instigate fear in everyone. There are so many responsibilities. Everyone asks me how to do their damn jobs. The new guardians are so goddamn useless. I had to close 5 gates that opened in your world. 5! Do you know how much that is in a damn week? It's so tiring. I don't always like being the frightful hellhound. Sometimes I just want someone to take care of me. Give me pats. Tell me I did a good job. Also, I don't like when people think I just like things like blood or violence. That's false. I like cute things. Look at my room. Lots of cute things and plushies. I don't like rough things. I prefer soft and cute. So, I'm not sending you back to your world until I've received a lot of pats and you gave me enough care. Do you find my reason cute? Thank you. You think I'm cute? Really? Say it again. Come on, one more. One more time. Someone called me cute. It's the first time. Hey, why'd you stop scratching my hair? Oh, Satan. Yes, tummy rub. Keep it going. It feels so good. Oh, it's my first time getting tummy rubs. You're the best. Thank you, human. Oh, faster. Faster. Who's a cute girl? I am. I'm a cute girl. I'm your cute girl. Oh, tummy rubs and ear scratching. I feel like I could die from pleasure. Please don't stop. You're so kind for doing this. Thank you. I'm sorry for being so mean when we first met. I had to look scary in front of you. I was scared that you wouldn't follow me or if somebody saw me, but I'm not. I'm not like this. So sorry. Am I gonna be a good girl? Of course I'm gonna be a good girl. If I'm a good girl, do I get more pats? Yes? Then I promise I'm going to be the goodest girl in the world. I like when you pat me and call me a good girl. You like my fur? Really? You like how soft it is and you can see I can take really good care of it? I always use the best product to keep my fur. I use a lot of things when I bathe to make sure I keep it shiny. You also complimented my fur. Thank you. Hey, you look a little tired. I know. Come lay on me. Come on, I'm much bigger and taller than you. It's nothing for me to have you on me. Whoa, you're so warm. It's a different kind of warm, not like the flames of hell, but a soft and kind one. I like it. Oh, Satan. Now that you're laying on me, I can hug you. And it feels so good. Oh, you're hugging me back. Thank you, it's my first hug. Do you like it too? Thank you. Sorry again for forcing you to come to hell, but now I want to keep you. You're so soft and kind, and you didn't even get scared of me, and also, you give the best head pats. Oh, I know. I can also play with your hair. Softly and slowly. Your hairs are so soft, and they smell so good. Do you like it? Oh, look at the cute face you're making. You really do like it. You're the perfect thing to cuddle. You like cuddling with me too. Aw, you're so cute. No, you're the one that's cute. No, you're cute. No, you. No, you. No, you're the cutest. Okay, we're both cute. I like having you in my arms. It feels so good. So, human, even though I brought you here, you'll be sent back to your world soon. It's how the ritual works. But I don't want to leave you. You're so kind to me. You don't want to leave me either? It's the first time you've been treated with such kindness and feel safe with someone? Really? You really feel like this? Oh, you're too kind. I too have never been treated with such kindness by someone. It would be bad for a living human to live here in hell. But if I come to the world and live with you, do you think you would like it? Of course it's possible. I even heard that not a long time ago, one of the legends of hell made a pact with a human to live with them. I still can't believe that Raksha, the most powerful demon of war, had settled with a human. She, who fought an endless number of wars and is even feared by other demons, fell in love. Maybe she has a soft side like me. Maybe. But if we make a pact like her, I can come to your world and live with you. You just need to know that if you make a pact with me, you can say goodbye to heaven, which I think is the better outcome because I swear to Satan that you will hate those feather-brained bastards and their boring choirs. But when you die, you'll become a hellhound so we can enjoy eternity together after. So, do you want to make that pact? Really? You'll make it? Thank you. So, how do we make it? Well, I'm a hellhound, so to make this pact, I need to give you the kiss of a hellhound. I'll need to bite you. and leave a mark that'll never disappear. I don't like it because it'll hurt you. Huh? It's okay for you? Really? Are you ready to do it? Okay, me too. I'm gonna bite the area between your neck and your shoulder. Ready? 3, 2, 1. I can't do it. I don't want to hurt you. Oh, you're patting my head. It makes me feel better. Thank you for comforting me. Okay, I'm ready to do it. 3, 2, 1. Oh. Oh, Satan, are you okay? Does it hurt? Do you need bandages? I'm so... calm myself? Okay. You feel great? Really? Thanks, Satan. Now that the pact is done, we can be together now. It's not complete? What do you mean? I need to receive the kiss of a human for the pact to be completed? What is the kiss of a human? It feels so good. Again. It's much different from a hellhound's kiss. I really, really like it. It's the first time someone's kissed me. We need to kiss every day to maintain the contract. Mm-hmm. Yes, I just made it up. Come give me a longer one. I love you. Do you love me? Say it. Again. I like when you say it. You seem a little tired. It must be because you're in hell. Let me just turn and... there. You're the little spoon now. Take a nap. I'll be here playing with your hair until you fall asleep, and then when you wake up, we'll be together inside your home. What about my job? The boss owns me a millennia of vacations, so it should be okay to leave with you. Now stop thinking about this and just drift to sleep. When you wake up, you'll have a lot of pats and kisses to give. I love you.